Can we get started, please?
Good evening, delegates. Very soon, Vice Chair Maniendo will be back in this chair. But before we begin the work of our evening session tonight, I have a very important announcement to make. I'd like everyone's attention. Because tonight is we make a very significant announcement about a certain Swedish lady, Eva Lundberg, who this week celebrated a very significant birthday. Is she blushing yet? Most significant, however, is the number of Codex sessions this saintly lady has attended. She has attended 80 Codex sessions. I will only add that this number far exceeds her years of age. And so we have this little cake for you. And this is the best I can do for a candle. So if we could all sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. It is today. Oh! Thank you.
Congratulations. Congratulations. And thank you for all the hard work to the Codex family. Thank you very much. We now return to our agenda items. Agenda item 12. And we want to move fairly quickly on the subsequent items, simply because we really don't have much discussions to make on those items. Some have already been considered, and some are being referred to other Codex committee. The next item is an item from the 17th session of the Codex Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection and Certification System, CCFIX, namely the proposed draft generic certificate, annex the guidelines for design, production, issuance, and use of generic official certificate. We have already adopted this text, but we need to mention and agree that we request the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products and on milk and milk products to consider revising the model certificate for fish and fishery products and model export certificate for milk and milk products. Since we have already agreed on this, I think we can endorse that recommendation. I see no objection, so that is endorsed. The next one is on development of guidelines for traceability stroke product tracing in the context of food import and export and certification systems. Let me ask Secretariat to briefly give us a brief on this and then we conclude on it. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. In 2006, the Commission adopted principles for traceability and product tracing, and the question arose within the committee, within the CCFIX, whether there was a need for further guidelines on traceability, product tracing, and there was a working group. And the working group noted that the information it had gathered was not sufficient to identify gaps and specific needs in relation to the implementation of traceability product tracing. And the committee endorsed the recommendation that the need for further guidance be discussed by the FAO-WHO coordinating committees. So it is just this recommendation to be endorsed, and that the Commission request the FAO-WHO coordinating committees to discuss the need for further guidance on traceability, product tracing, and to report back to the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. I think that is straightforward. We are requesting the various coordinating committees, the regional coordinating committees, to consider this and report back. I believe we can endorse that recommendation. The recommendation is endorsed. The next one is on food additive provisions in commodity standards. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Again, this is some good housekeeping. The 41st session of the CCFA had endorsed the section on flavorings in draft standards for jams, jellies, and marmalades with inclusion of reference to the guidelines for the use of flavorings. And the CCFA had agreed that a similar approach should be considered by commodity committees when developing standards. So this would just be to that the Commission would encourage commodity committees to include a reference to the guidelines for the use of flavorings in the section of flavorings of commodity standards as appropriate. Thank you very much.
So we need to endorse that recommendation as a commission. Switzerland, please.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Of course, we fully support the recommendation that was given by the CCFA. And in our view, what is stated in paragraph 30, that is the Commission inviting the committees, encouraging the committees to consider the recommendation, in our view, this is not really sufficient because in the procedure manual, in the section on food additives, there is some wording which refers to the provisions for flavorings. And Mr. Chairman, what we would like to request is that the CODIS Committee on Food Additives develops this or completes this statement by requesting the CODIS committees that whenever they elaborate CODIS standards that have provisions for flavorings, that these should include a reference to the CODIS guidelines for the use of flavorings so that this is spelled out explicitly instead of just having this encouraging recommendation in this text, because it will disappear and nobody will, the committees will not necessarily remember it during the elaboration of their standards. So really our request is that maybe the Committee on Food Additives considers this recommendation and sees how they can make it, spell it out explicitly and that it be included in the sentence which already figures in the procedure manual. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Switzerland. Is there an objection to the proposal of Switzerland? We feel it's fair. No objections, so that is endorsed. Thank you very much. The next one is matters arising from the FAO-WHO Coordinating Committee for Latin America and the Caribbean. Again, this issue was discussed under Agenda Item 11B. And we have also had some discussions related to this particular area. I believe we can live with the recommendations and observations that we made earlier on. Argentina, please.
En realidad, Argentina querría tener la certeza de que vamos a trabajar en encontrar soluciones a todos los temas planteados en relación con los informes y a las objeciones que hizo el Comité de América Latina y el Caribe respecto a las decisiones adoptadas al respecto en la 31 sesión de la Comisión. Y por eso es que quisiéramos que tuviéramos la posibilidad de que efectivamente se atiendan cada una de estas cuestiones y que no quede ninguna al margen. Gracias.
Argentina, it is our understanding that all these items will be looked at as proposed by Chile. So, in other words, we are going to be looking from that discussion timely distribution of reports, length of reports, reopening of substantive discussion and recording of objections. Argentina, please.
Señor, posiblemente haya un problema de interpretación. ¿Qué significa sacar del debate? Lo que he recibido con la traducción es vamos a sacar del debate tales temas. Entonces, quisiera que me repita su conclusión, por favor. ¿En dónde se va a discutir?
Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The conclusion, if I understood correctly, was that all subjects that have been raised in connection with the reports by the coordinating committee would be treated also within the document that had been proposed by Chile when we discussed the timely distribution. So my understanding was that this would be a document with proposals for all the topics that had been raised, not just the one. Thank you very much.
Andrew Argentina, see nodding, which means we can now move on to the next item. The next item, the concept of consensus and its application in Codex. A very interesting issue. I'll request Secretariat to go through this item and then discuss, we shall be able to discuss the way forward on this item. But let me quickly remind you that this issue has raised concern among some of our membership. And again, we need to find solutions that will be acceptable to all of us, given that our work as Codex family is built on consensus. I now invite Secretary to briefly introduce this. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I don't know how brief this will be, but I will try. Just to recall, maybe for those who have not been there, the history, short history of this. At the 30th session of the Commission, we had noted that the definition of consensus and how the concept was handled in practice in Codex was considered an important issue by many members to be further discussed as a matter of priority within the Codex Committee on General Principles. In order to prepare this discussion, a questionnaire was developed by the Executive Committee to request information from chairpersons of Codex subsidiary bodies to provide their input on the matter, and especially their experiences with the application of the measures to facilitate consensus that are included in the procedural manual. Those replies have then been collected and summarized by the Secretariat and sent for comments in a circular letter together with background information on the history and on the application of the concept in other international organizations, as well as some recommendations had been made how to address the situation. Now, the CCGP at its session in spring had a very lively and extensive discussion on this matter, and the CCGP finally agreed on a number of actions. And I am going to read them out, and maybe we can then either agree to them en bloc, that would be preferable, or take comments. The first item was the Secretariat would continue to work on a brochure for chairs, which will be in the public domain as a work in progress. This was a proposal to address the necessity of instructing, of giving guidance to chairs how to apply the concept of consensus, how to apply this concept uniformly along Codex committees. Item B, problematic cases such as mentioned in the document, could be addressed by the informal meeting of chairs and the executive committee. This was to provide an outlet and information about any issues that members may have with the application of consensus in a specific committee, to bring these issues towards the informal meeting of chairs and the executive committee so that we know about that and that a probe can be taken. C, the Secretariat would continue to convene an informal meeting of chairs in conjunction with the session of the Commission. This is what has already been practiced for a number of years, and we have done it just today, for instance. Under D, we have already worked with that, because that was the proposal to amendment to the guidelines to chairpersons of Codex committees and ad hoc intergovernmental task forces. And the proposal was to add some provisions concerning choice of a facilitator, the use of a facilitator. And we have earlier on in the session adopted this proposal as amended by a proposal from the delegation from Malaysia. Number E, as mentioned in the report, is not really a proposal, but it's where we can see that we sometimes agree to disagree or agree not to find a consensus, because the Committee of General Principles remained divided on the need to have a formal definition of consensus. The last proposal that was made there was that the Secretariat would explore possibilities for developing a reference document for delegates on consensus building, as mentioned by several delegations. Another proposal raised was also that we should use evaluation sheets or satisfaction questionnaires at the end of sessions, as used in some recent Codex meetings, to be completed by delegates on the last day of a session, which would also contain questions on the performance of the chairperson. This has been done effectively in recent sessions. We are also planning to do this at this session of the Commission on a pilot basis. We're going to distribute a questionnaire to you tomorrow and would ask you then to fill it in diligently and give us your honest opinion about what you thought about the handling of the session and how happy or unhappy you have been with it. There was at the CCGP also a proposal from Malaysia, and they have raised it earlier in this session as well, to have an amendment to the guidelines to chairpersons of Codex committees and ad hoc intergovernmental task forces in the section of consensus, and to starting with the words, the chairperson should also consider a new paragraph adding, where there's justified sustained opposition to substantial issues, the chairperson should ensure that the views of concerned members be taken into consideration by reconciling conflicting arguments before deciding that a consensus has been reached. So, the Committee on General Principles could not reach consensus on inclusion of this statement at the session, and referred this also back to the Commission with a question to give guidance whether the Commission felt that further work should be done on the proposed statement by Malaysia. So I would suggest that we do hear comments, approval, disapproval of the recommendations made by the CCGP now. And I would close my introduction at this point. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Secretary. I think it's fair that we go back and look at each of the recommendations from the Codex Committee on General Principles and try to pronounce ourselves on those particular recommendations. Recommendations that have been made to assist us as the Commission apply consensus uniformly and fairly in all Codex meetings. So we should probably start with comments on the first one. And I have the number one would be the brochures for chairs, which implies that all chairpersons will have information on how to conduct meeting and come to an agreed position which is agreeable to all. Can I have comments on that? Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, we are referring to this brochure on the chair, but specifically, Mr. Chairman, on paragraph 34 to 38 of this document that we are discussing. Can I proceed, Mr. Chairman?
We are not yet there, Malaysia. If you could hold on, we shall come to that particular item. Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. No tengo objeciones con esta propuesta de la del comité. Sin embargo, quiero dejar sentado y en acta, por favor, de que cuando se discutió el tema en el Comité de Principios Generales, yo pensé que usted iba a hacer un preámbulo general, pero entiendo que por el tiempo no fue posible, nunca se trabajó sobre la definición de consenso que fue el mandato de la Comisión. Fue a propuesta de la India y que se decidió, e incluso había una propuesta de definición del consenso. Eso no se trabajó y se trabajó sobre un cuestionario que remitió la Secretaría a todos los miembros. Eso quiero dejarlo, por favor, sentado y en acta, que no se trabajó en base al mandato de la Comisión. Se trabajó en base a un cuestionario que se elaboró posteriormente. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. As I had said previously, the 30th session of the Commission had noted that the definition of consensus and how the concept was handled in practice and codex was considered an important issue by many members to be further discussed as a matter of priority within the CCGP. It is true, as the delegation from Chile has mentioned, that the CCGP has probably more dealt with the concept of how the concept of consensus was handled in practice and has not actually discussed any proposals for definition, as the committee felt that it was necessary to look more into the background and especially into the reasons for the fact that sometimes some delegations may feel not 100% content with the way the consensus was applied. And then to come out with a possibility with recommendations that could ameliorate the situation. And as you can see from the points that were put forward to the Commission, the Committee on General Principles could not agree on whether a definition, having a definition, would be the best way forward or not. So there were different views within the committee on this, and this is also the reason why there was no start on working on a specific definition. But just to complement this information, we will note what the delegation of Chile has said in the report. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretary. Argentina, please.
Señor presidente, en primer lugar deseo señalar que todas las medidas que ayuden a facilitar el consenso nos parecen en términos generales adecuadas y podremos darle respuesta para cada una de las que usted plantee. No obstante lo cual, señalamos que apoyamos plenamente lo dicho por Chile. En realidad, creemos que lo que existe es una falta de transparencia absoluta respecto del consenso. Debemos señalar que, no obstante, la doctora Karen Hulebach en esta primera reunión de la comisión nos ha sorprendido por su accionar en muchos de los temas que se han tratado. No sabemos si es porque están aplicando algunas medidas para facilitar el consenso, pero bueno, quisiéramos aprovechar para felicitarla respecto a cómo está llevando esta reunión. Independientemente de eso, seguimos insistiendo en que el tema del consenso es una cuestión de transparencia. El tema del consenso implica que cada presidente interpreta las mayorías como lo estima conveniente. No, digo, y cuando digo conveniente, lo digo a sabiendas de lo que estoy diciendo. Me parece que no en todos los casos los presidentes son independientes de las opiniones de sus gobiernos, ¿no? Entonces es el consenso más conveniente y esto queda claramente a la vista en más de una reunión del Códex. Entonces, por una parte, los folletos que se distribuyen al presidente los deberíamos conocer todos los miembros del Códex, supongo que esto va a estar en la página web, porque no sé si los en las reuniones de presidentes de comités acuerdan respecto a números mínimos o máximos de países que se opongan. La realidad es que los múltiples fracasos que hemos tenido en casos en que muchas delegaciones se han opuesto a adoptar determinadas decisiones del Códex, cada vez más nos empujan a pensar que o tenemos una definición o deberíamos evaluar la votación calificada, porque sinceramente, al menos por una cuestión de transparencia, sabríamos quién apoya y quién no un documento. Así en realidad hay muchos que se quedan callados y no sabemos si el consenso es por acción o por omisión. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Argentina. As I said at the beginning, we need to be focused so that we are able to dispose of this item. But given the time, let me go back to my earlier proposal and request that actually we consider all the measures together instead of one by one, namely the brochure for the chairs is one of the measures that could help in arriving at consensus. Meetings of chairs, the informal meeting of chairs, and you have heard from the secretary that these are normally arranged at the commission level, and one has already been held. The informal meeting of chairs will discuss some of these issues. There is a proposal for amendment of the guidelines and provide for a facilitator. That was adopted by this commission, so it's done. Then there is the issue of producing a reference document on building of consensus. And lastly, and we shall be talking more about this, the use of an evaluation sheet by delegates to be able to give their views on how the meetings have been conducted. Those are some of the measures that are being put in place to help the chairpersons of the committees to arrive at a fair and transparent decision during the deliberations of the committee. Do we have support for those measures? Canada? Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just briefly, we are seeking a little clarification. When we read Eleanor 0932-9C and the matters for action by the Commission under this particular section, paragraphs 34 to 38, we note that there are two matters referred to the Commission here. However, the items that you've noted for the consideration of the Commission, which we understood to be background, it is unclear if we are seeking to endorse the material that came from CCGP with regard to these items, or if we are addressing the matters that were referred to the Commission. So I would seek your indulgence, Mr. Chairman, to simply clarify. Thank you.
We are seeking endorsement of those recommendations. No objection to the endorsement. Jordan, please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. المعروض علينا كل الاقتراحات دفعة واحدة أو اقتراح، لكن هناك بعض المسائل التي لا تحتاج إلى توافق في الآراء إذا قدمت المشورة العلمية من السبسايدري بادي للهيئة التنفيذية مثل لجنة جكفة أو جمرة أو جي أم بي آر في المسائل العلمية. النقاط الأخرى التي يحدث فيها اختلاف يمكن أن يرجع إلى الأغلبية المطلقة لتحديد توافق الآراء بهذا الشأن، ويا حبذا لو أن الأمانة تعد خطوط توجيهية وكما هو مطروح بالاقتراحات للعمل فيها من قبل رؤساء لجان الدستور الغذائي. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Yes, if I have understood the intervention from Jordan correctly, the guidelines, this guidance, this booklet brochure that we want to create for the chairs should contain guidance on how to deal with cases such as these. It should collect experience of how cases such as these have been handled in the past. This is why it was mentioned that this would be a document in progress, which would also grow as our experience with the consensus building process grows. The document should grow as well, so that what we have experienced and where we have found solutions can be brought to those who come to chair committees after us, right? So I would expect especially guidance on contentious cases or on difficult cases would be included in there, in order to, because we learn very well from examples, and it was also very instructive to receive all the examples from the chairs, how they had experienced the application of the measures to facilitate consensus. So we would expect that document to contain a number of examples on that as well. I hope that answers the question from Jordan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretary. I now want to draw your attention to the proposal that Malaysia did forward during CCGP and the request from CCGP to the Commission. I'd like now to request the intervention of Malaysia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We refer to our written written comments in LNOM 09/32/4A, and we are specifically referring to paragraphs 34 to 36 in this LNOM 09/32/9C. Malaysia appreciates and recognizes the importance and usefulness of these guidelines to chairpersons that the Secretary has introduced. We believe that the points contained therein will contribute towards the efficient conduct of meetings, including in arriving at consensus on all issues deliberated. To further ensure transparency in the process of arriving at consensus and the consensus-building process, which is one of the purposes of the guideline, Malaysia would like to reiterate its proposal made in the last session of the CCGP to include a new paragraph in a section on consensus of these guidelines just before the paragraph starting with the words, the chairperson should also consider. And this is contained in paragraph 34 of the document we are considering. In response to paragraph 36 of the said document, we respectfully request that the Commission advises the Committee on General Principles to continue work on the above proposal and to discuss this in the next session of the CCGP. We realize that there has been some discussions on some of the suggested text. For example, the words justified sustained opposition. Malaysia proposes that we can certainly discuss all concerns and arrive at an agreed text in the next session of the CCGP. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Malaysia, for that intervention. Can we have some comments on the proposal from Malaysia? Sweden, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking on behalf of the member states of the European Community, We are not fully convinced that the paragraph proposed by Malaysia would bring clarity on the application of consensus, but we welcome the suggestion of Malaysia just made that we discuss this in the next session of the CCGP, and maybe we can find wording that can satisfy everybody. And we welcome every proposal to that can clarify the concept of consensus and help the chairs of codex committees and task forces. Thank you.
Thank you, Sweden. I recognize the flag of United States. United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. Our view is that existing guidance that has been alluded to in the procedural manual and elsewhere is sufficient to provide guidance to chairs, and our general view is that we should not continue work on this proposal. We'd just like to note a couple of other things. The existing standards management procedures do provide the opportunity for the Commission and the Executive Committee to address issues when consensus cannot be reached. And so we need to keep in mind the whole picture and not forget that there are other ways of addressing the lack of consensus beyond just what goes on in the actual meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. I recognize the flag of Chile. Chile, please.
Señor presidente, nosotros apoyamos lo señalado por Malasia y también por Suecia en torno a que las recomendaciones se sigan trabajando en forma evolutiva en el Comité de Principios Generales. Entendemos que esto del consenso es cuando hay conflictos y lo que se busca es una resolución alternativa de conflictos, cómo poder llegar a solucionarlos. Hoy día hemos tenido ejemplos en esta misma comisión de que se han formado grupos, hemos interrumpido reuniones, se han buscado medios de poder llegar a consenso en diferentes mecanismos y eso nos gustaría verlo expresado acá. Como muy bien dijo recién Estados Unidos, los presidentes a lo mejor tienen suficiente material, pero también tenemos que tener material el resto, la comisión y los que estamos escuchando a los presidentes. Debemos con transparencia ver cómo podemos ayudar a que se produzca el consenso. Es una tarea de todos. Entonces, por tanto, en esos términos de resolución de conflictos vemos que el mismo acuerdo de llegar a ver cómo las normas retenidas se pueden tener durante un tiempo y cómo poder llegar a algún consenso en un momento, van en la misma dirección. También rescato lo que dijo Suecia recién de llegar a alguna cosa como la determinación del consenso. Eso se me traduce también como que lo que es con otros términos, con otra palabra, la definición. Eso no viene solo de la última reunión de la comisión. Aunque no se quiera discutir ahora, ojalá se discute el día de mañana, después que avancemos en estos otros temas, porque resulta que eso viene de la evaluación FAO-OMS, y desde ese momento que tenemos esa tarea pendiente. No es solo de la última comisión, viene de la recomendación de expertos independientes FAO-OMS. La primera recomendación de ellos fue esa, definir el consenso. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chile. Argentina, please.
Sí, señor presidente, tenemos una preocupación entre otras y que tiene que ver con el espacio en el que debemos discutir esto, porque realmente por su propia naturaleza el tema requiere que se discuta en el Comité de Principios Generales, pero la realidad es que los mayores conflictos en relación con la formación del consenso, lo hemos tenido en el Comité de Principios Generales. Entonces, quizás la Comisión podría, antes de llevarnos al ámbito desde el que, por el que hemos pasado múltiples veces, sin encontrar una solución a los temas de negociación, ni sin encontrar una respuesta a estos temas que hemos planteado, quizá la comisión podría hacer alguna sugerencia respecto de cómo se podría abordar este tema para que no caiga de nuevo en la 33 reunión de la comisión este tema, porque en principios generales no alcanzó un consenso respecto de las medidas que se deberían tomar para alcanzar el consenso. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. I recognize the flag of Australia. Australia, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a thought on this issue as we progress forward. We share the views of the United States and Sweden that have been expressed to this point. I wonder, though, we still have on the table, I think, a discussion to have around a working group, I think, for GP that was linked to the earlier discussion. And that was also very much in this realm of subject matter, which is seeking to arrive at a consensus, and particularly as Argentina has just described, some of that greater challenge happens in this committee as with the adoption of standards, as opposed to some of the subsidiary committees. It would seem sensible that we lump all this consensus material and standard progression somewhat together. So maybe a way of progressing this is that once we formulate that, I think it's the terms of reference around the working group that was ancillary to the Topamine discussion, that these types of proposals can also be submitted for consideration in that wrap-up discussion that would be held, I think, in GP, which was the our chairwoman. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. You raised some interesting points there, but I'd like for clarity to ask the Secretary to clarify the link between your proposal and what we have already agreed. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.